Hey there, guys. I wanted to drop in real quick to talk to you about a brand new offer that I've put together just for you. It truly is going to revolutionize the way that you do business. I am offering a 90-minute strategy session that's also going to give you a visual roadmap that will guide you over the next 6 months to be able to accomplish any author goal you want to make happen. So here's the thing. We all need some one-on-one guidance sometimes. And the whole idea behind this is to give you the one-on-one personalized experience that you're really craving and get you on the road to your greatest success, right? That's all we really want for you. So if you're curious about how this is going to work, head over to authorrevolution.org/visual map and learn more about it today. Welcome to the Author Revolution podcast, where change is not just embraced, it's celebrated. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling author, indie author coach, and your navigator through the ever-evolving landscape of authorship. Are you ready to harness the power of your mind and the latest innovations in technology for your writing journey? If you're passionate about manifesting your dreams and pioneering new writing frontiers, then you're in the perfect place. Here, we merge the mystical woo of writing with the exciting advancements of the modern world. We dive into the realms of mindset, manifestation, and the transformative magic that occurs when you believe in the impossible. We also venture into the world of futuristic technologies and strategies, preparing you for the next chapter in your author career. Every week, we explore new ways to revolutionize your writing and publishing experience. From AI to breakthrough thinking, this podcast is your gateway to a world where creativity meets innovation. Whether you're penning your first novel, or expanding your literary empire, whether you're a devotee of the pen or a digital storyteller, this podcast is where your author revolution gains momentum. So join me in this journey to continue growth and transformation. It's time to redefine what it means to be an author in today's dynamic world. This is the Author Revolution Podcast, and your author revolution starts now. Well, hello there. Welcome back to another episode of the Author Revolution podcast. Guys, today I am recording the podcast a little bit early, and it actually turns out to be April 8th, which is my late brother's birthday. So he would have been 42 today, and also the day of the big eclipse. Now, why did I choose to do it today? Well, tomorrow is going to be a busy day. I already have a lot of things planned. There's a lot of calls and like different things going on. But also I wanted to tap into the energy of this day. Like for me, it's kind of a bummer. I'm not going to be able to see the eclipse today. It is rainy and overcast and yucky. And on top of it, though, I'll be with my amazing Millionaire Author Squad, the ladies and gentlemen who are a part of the Millionaire Author Manifestation course. So we're going to actually be right in the middle of it on our call, doing our thing, and then doing a hypnosis with Tammy. So it's going to be a great day. I have no doubt we're still going to feel the energy of it. But I wanted to record today because I've been thinking an awful lot about vibe shifts, right? So with the concept of this eclipse, there's been, you know, so many people talking about how it's going to be end times, you know, the apocalypse is coming, like the rapture is here. And it's always interesting to see that sort of thing because many people don't understand the allegory behind all of that, right? And so when we are looking at shifting our lives, shifting towards what we want, we literally are leaving behind pieces of ourselves. Like we're offering them up, we're sacrificing them to the universe so that we can step into life in a new way. And that includes our author lives. So right now, today, it's a really great day. So even if you're hearing this obviously on Wednesday or after, it's still a good time right now, especially with Mercury retrograde and all the things that are going on this month. It's a good time to be sacrificing the mindsets that didn't work, the versions of yourself that are no longer serving you, and allowing new and more interesting and exciting things to come in. Now, I stumbled upon a quote from Abraham Hicks the other day, and I was like, yeah, yeah. And so I ended up sharing it with my Millionaire Author Mastermind group. And it was so interesting and enlightening because people were sharing a new version of what they get to have. So here's the quote, and I want you to be thinking about this when you are looking at your life right now, when you're looking at your author career, and if especially if you've been having or struggling with setbacks in your author career, because let's face it, we all have the thing that we're trying to get over, right? The hump that we're trying to get over, the glass ceiling we're trying to break through, whatever it is for you. I want you to think about this when I give you this quote. And then if you can, if you have the moment, pause the recording of this podcast episode and rewrite your beliefs. Okay. So here's the quote. The way you are describing your life is the way it is manifesting. Now tell me again, how are things going? Isn't that powerful? Like, think about that for a minute. Like, are you telling yourself like Facebook ads don't work for you and they never will, but yet you keep trying? Are you saying that people always let you down and yet you are still trying to find that like unicorn magical person? Are you always saying that, you know, your new releases never do what you want them to do, and so therefore you're always disappointed when a new release doesn't do what you want it to do? Like, what is it about your life that you want to be different, but you're telling yourself and describing your life in a way that does not serve you? So for me, I'm definitely like elevating. I'm like, everything goes my way, and I'm a super fast manifester. Now, that's a very basic, super like generic kind of thing, and I'll probably be thinking about it more. But we got so many good ones from our Millionaire Author Manifestation Mastermind. And these ladies are incredible, right? One of my students said, I'm in love with my life and everything I'm writing. I feel totally aligned with every book I write. I feel such a deep gratitude to God, my husband, my family, and my fans, as well as all of you here for your unparalleled support. Everything gets to be easy and fun, and every challenge I encounter, I handle with grace. How freaking awesome is that? Another one of my students said, my grief turns to sheer joy. She's been struggling so much with the death of her co-writer, and so we're helping her elevate, right? And then we've had things like, my life is amazing. I have strong, supportive relationships with my family and friends, and I write best-selling novels quickly and easily, meeting all deadlines and challenges calmly and peacefully. So good, right? So good. Another one is, my life is full of love and gratitude from my dear husband, my loving family, my supportive friends, my ever-increasing fans, and myself. I vibrate at higher and higher frequency, attracting my dreams. I dream and the universe delivers. Or, my life is full of fun, friends, and fulfillment. With every word I write, service to others, and the connection I'm making, I unlock the portal of abundance, creation, and unlimited expansiveness. These are the kinds of ways you need to be thinking about your life, your author career, what you get to have, like all of the things that are going on with this eclipse. It's so interesting because this eclipse is all about liberating yourself to be able to like look into the places where you need freedom and embrace your soul's path, right? Surrendering to what is, letting go of what isn't, and being able to move forward confidently. And then when I look at setbacks and when I look at the way that like I stop myself from growing, it really does come back to that Abraham Hicks quote that in my head or outwardly, I describe it or describe my life or my career in a way that's not serving me. And so today, as I look at this new beginning, right, this new place, I feel like my brother Scott is definitely playing a part in this. I had a conversation with a psychic not long ago, and he actually came through surprising the heck out of me because I wasn't like, I went to go see this person just for fun, just to see. I'm always the skeptic wanting to try out new things, right? And when Scott came through, it was profoundly shocking because there was no doubt, like there was no doubt that this is the person that was coming through because he is and has been and was so uniquely him. Like I have never met anyone else like him. And so it was very clear who is coming through in this messaging. And so when I look at the eclipse being on his birthday and I look at the vibe shifts that are happening on the planet, and I think about what we're doing, like today, literally today, I'm starting a group coaching with Jen Sincero. She has this badass 8-week group coaching thing. And I decided to sign up and it just happened to start today, right? And then last week, we started our Millionaire Author Manifestation Mastermind. And we still are ongoing with the Millionaire Author Manifestation. So it's like there's so much high vibe people in my like daily and weekly life that I just feel constantly so blessed that I'm in this place right now, that I'm doing these things. And so when I look at the things that aren't working, it feels weird, right? It feels weird to be going, oh, why aren't these ads kicking off? Or, oh, why isn't this book launch going better than I thought it would? Or, oh, like, so it's like there's such a vast vibrational disconnect there that I can't not look at it. I can't not go, I don't want to feel that. Of course not. I want to be able to elevate. I want all of my things to go very successfully. I want to feel so in line with what I'm doing with my writing that it just goes. And it's super interesting to me because right now I'm feeling more aligned with Author Revolution than even my writing. And it's always been that way for me, I guess. I kind of go back and forth where I feel really aligned with one or the other. And it just, you know, goes back and forth. And that's been my normal life. But right now it just feels different. It feels like it's a deliberate choice on my part now to be able to decide, do I want my author career to be successful? Like the question is there, is that what I really want? And I think it is, right? I want all of it to work successfully. I want everything to work in conjunction with each other. And letting go of the pieces that aren't working to allow in the parts that will, I think is going to be crucial. So it goes back to that, the meditation, right? And the fact that I'm doing meditations every day. I'm trying to take complete action based off of what the universe is giving me. And seeing what happens, like seeing what comes up from it. Like this Millionaire Author Manifestation group has been super interesting because like it wasn't even on my radar until the meditations came through. And we got together, we started our sessions last week. And this is an incredibly powerful group of 8 women. I'm telling you right now, it's crazy. And in one of my meditations, I had a nudge to place us out on a map, like put the pins on a map. And when you lay us out, I was like, oh, we're almost in a circle is what it looks like across the United States and into Canada with Tammy. But the more I was looking at it, it's kind of more of an oval. And one of my other students was like, you know what? It could be an infinity symbol. And so when I drew that out, it was like, oh, we are placed in the United States and into Canada in a sideways infinity. It's just amazing. And so there's something going on here, guys. There's something that I can't quite explain that's happening. And I think it all kind of ties back into some of these energies. Now, maybe you're not as woo as me. Maybe you're not like into the, you know, synchronicities of some of these things, but you have to admit, like we have 8 people in this group. And the fact that we're even in like an oval shape is a little strange, right? You'd think we'd be kind of splattered everywhere, but we're not. There's a very definitive line, like a very definitive line. And so it's very interesting to see like how that's playing out and just knowing and trusting that kind of I'm on the right track, that these students and these friends are on the right track because that's what these people are becoming, right? And it's just amazing like how much things can shift when you start to decide how it works for you. Like what if life is just a game and we're playing it and our actual job, like our only goal in this life is to decide how good it can get. What if that was the rule, the only rule? And so that's why we get stuck. That's why we have limiting beliefs. That's why we're trying to overcome these big barriers because we're trying to get to the point where we choose to elevate, where we choose something better, where we're no longer that person that, you know, puts ourselves down or feels unworthy because we know we are. We already know we are. And so now our job is to just decide how good it can get. What if we're the only bottleneck, right? We've talked about that with Abraham Hicks. We are the only bottleneck because the whole universe is ready to give us everything. And so the second you can let go, that's my word of the year, right? As soon as you're ready to let go, and allow yourself to surrender to what is, new cool stuff can come through. It's so neat. It is so neat. And I don't know, I feel very reflective today since the eclipse is here, since the energies are very high vibe lately. They're very interesting. I even had a weird dream. Like, I actually dreamt about the eclipse last night in my dream. Like, I saw it in my dream. It was wild. I mean, it was a very weird dream anyway. Like, I was I was like at a church, which is not something I typically do. And inside the church, there was like Harry Potter motifs and like Harry Potter like thing. I don't know. It was a weird dream. But it was still interesting that the eclipse was in it, and that like literally the night of, like the night before, I'm dreaming about this thing. It's just, there's a lot of stuff happening right now. And maybe you're feeling it too. Maybe you're feeling a little out of sorts. Maybe you're feeling like you're spinning your wheels. Maybe you're feeling like things are falling apart. Maybe you're feeling like you don't know what your purpose is. And I think right now, as we're all elevating, as we're all ascending into a higher place vibrationally, that's normal because we're letting go of old thought forms, of old ways of being, of old systems. And sometimes these old systems don't serve us, right? That, like, capitalism, let's face it, guys, capitalism is not serving us the way it should be. It's serving very few people. And so how do we then create in our heads, in our minds, the next version of reality? What do we get to have? That's kind of our goal today or this week. I want you to think about your life, the way you want it to look. And then look at your words. How are you describing it right now? Because that's how it's manifesting. So tell me again, how are things going? Speak it into existence. What is the way you want your author career to look? What is the way you want your sales to look? What is the way you want ads to be working for you? If everything can go, no matter what you want, your way, what would you rather have? Speak it out loud. Tell the universe what you want. Tell other people when they ask you how it's going, what you want to have happen. Like, it's not about lying. It's about shifting your vibration, getting your subconscious in alignment with it, and trusting it's yours, right? Trust it is coming. Trust it's yours. So that is my thought process right now when it comes to the vibe shift, when it comes to allowing in something new and to not let the setbacks hold you back. Because what if the setbacks are really just there as a way to make you decide, as a way to make you shift, as a way to make you play the game, as a way to have you pay attention? Because a lot of us go into those very subconscious, very automatic systems, right? We go into that place where everything is just kind of going through the motions. And so when we have something in life that, I guess, doesn't go the way we want it to, it makes us stop and take notice. And then we start digging our heels in, which doesn't overly help because obviously you're focusing on the problem and not the solution. So today, think about where you're going. Envision all that you get to have. Think about the way it gets to work for you. And if nothing were wrong, if nothing could ever be bad about what you wanted, dream it up. How do you want it to look? How do you want things to work for you? And continue to do that as frequently as possible. Shift your vibe whenever you're feeling sorry for yourself, or whenever you're feeling frustrated, or whenever you're feeling like things are just not working for you. Remind yourself that as you think about what you want, it gets to be true. It gets to come to life. That gets to be your truth. Because what's manifested already, what your life looks like right now, is a reflection of the beliefs and the thoughts you had up until this point. So it's old news. Your reality, your life today, this present moment, while it's the only moment we can acknowledge our manifestations and our life, it's also old news. It's here because of all the thoughts and all the actions you took up until this point. What do you get to do next? How does it get to move forward? How do things get to work for you from this place onward? All right, there's my woo conversation for you this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Of course, if you'd like to download the transcript or if you want to have a conversation, continue the conversation, make sure you head over to authorrevolution.org/230 for the transcript, or dive into any of my social media to have a conversation about what you think about the energies right now, about the eclipse, about Mercury retrograde, all of the things. I love all of the things. So let's talk about it. What is it that you really want? How do you want to speak your life into existence? Drop it in one of the groups, right? Go into the Author Revolution online community and let us know what you're speaking your truth into being. What does it look like for you? All right, enjoy it, shift it, vibe it. It's time to elevate. So go forth and start your author revolution. Okay, indie author, Carissa Andrews with Author Revolution here. We need to have a chat. I know you want to build a sustainable long-term author career, but you can't do it just by wishing for it. It would be nice, yes, but alas, you gotta do the work. By that I mean you need to reframe the way you look at your author business so that you can write and publish more frequently. With Rapid Release Roadmap, my signature online course, I'll help you learn not only how to make writing and publishing 4 books a year seem easy, but I'll help you master your prolific author mindset so that you can clear away all the negative self-talk that's holding you back. Trust me, I have been there. To learn more about Rapid Release Roadmap, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com. Over there, I'll give you all the insights on what you'll find inside the course, plus I walk you through all of the bonuses you're going to get based on the payment option you choose. And yes, there are some good ones in there, even if I say so myself. Once again, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com to learn more and sign up today.